4. Financial assets.
金融资产
2. Cash equivalents. Amy finds that their company has an extra $60,000 that will not be used within the next 2 months. She decides to discuss it with David and to make a short investment in stock. Listen to the conversation and fill in the blanks.
Hi, David. I find we will have an extra $60,000 in the next 2 months. What do you think about making a short investment in the stock market?
Well, I heard that the performance of the stock market has not been very good recently. I think we should consider it carefully before we make the decision.
Yes, I quite agree with you. By the way, can we still treat it as cash and cash equivalents if we use this amount to make a short investment in the stock market?
I don't believe so.
Can you be more clear?
Certainly. There are two conditions to meet for a security to be considered as cash equivalent. The first one is that it must be sufficiently close to its maturity date. Mostly, it should mature within 3 months.
Well, common stock does not have a maturity date normally. What is the other condition a cash equivalent should meet?
The other condition that must be satisfied is that the investment should be readily convertible to a known amount of cash.
You mean its value is virtually certain right now?
Yes. I believe this is the main reason why stock investment should not be regarded as cash equivalent. After all, nobody knows how much these stocks are going to be worth.
Definitely. I couldn't agree with you more.
3. Bank reconciliation. Listen to the passage and complete the notes.
The ending balance reported on the bank statement seldom agrees with the cash balance in a company's cash account. This is usually due to the recording time differences between the bank and the company. For example, the outstanding checks, which are the checks that have been issued and recorded by the business but not yet presented to the bank for payment. In such a case, the payments will be recorded by the company but not recorded by the bank. There are also some transactions that may be recorded in the bank statement but not recorded in the cash account of the company. Collections by the bank for the company, not sufficient funds checks, NSF, and relevant charges are just cases in point. Therefore, in order to guarantee the correctness of the cash account, it is necessary for the accountant to reconcile bank statements with the accounting records and prepare a statement of bank reconciliation. 5. Accounts receivable and bad debts. Read the following passage and do the exercises.
Accounts receivable, AR, are short-term liquid assets that result from sales on credit to customers at either the wholesale or the retail level. They are created when a customer purchases goods or services from the seller but does not pay for them at the time of purchase. Example: Pioneer Company sells a printer to Alex Company for $2,000 and allows Alex Company to pay the money 3 months later. As credit sales often result in a certain amount of bad debts due to non-payment by customers, a company must maintain a separate account for each customer that tracks how much that customer purchases, has already paid, and still owes. There are two main methods for recognizing losses from uncollectible accounts. One is called the direct write-off method, in which bad debt expense is recorded when an account is determined to be uncollectible. Under this method, expenses can't be matched to revenue unless the write-off occurs in the same period as the relevant sale. The other method, which is preferable, is the allowance method. It is preferred because it matches collection losses with revenues in the period in which the sales were made. Under this method, companies should estimate the realizable value of accounts receivable at the end of the accounting period. Example: Suppose on December the 31st, 2010, Pioneer Company estimated the bad debts expenses of credit sales to Alex Company was its full amount of $2,000. After repeated collection attempts, the credit department decided on July the 15th, 2011, that this amount would never be collected. The accounting treatment of the direct write-off method and the allowance method are shown below. The major difference between the two methods is that the allowance method uses a contra-asset account, allowance for doubtful accounts. 6. Why should we use market price to securities? Read the following passage and do the exercises.
Securities are financing or investments instruments issued by a company or government agency that can be easily traded on the secondary market, such as stocks and bonds. They usually provide the buyers of securities with a right to share the earnings of the issuer or as an evidence of ownership interest. Derivatives of stocks and bonds are also included in securities, such as forward contracts, options, or mutual funds. Accountants should adjust the value of some securities to their market price at the end of an accounting period. Many people may be confused as to why these securities should be measured at their market price. This can be explained from the perspective of the decision usefulness of accounting information, which means accounting should provide the user with information that can help them make decisions and judgments about business. To be of benefit to the user's decision-making, accounting information must have the characteristics of relevance and reliability. Market value, being a kind of fair value, reflects the present value of an asset and is largely relevant to the present decision-making process. With regard to reliability, market value is not as precise as historical cost, but it can neutrally reflect the intrinsic value of securities, taking into account the fact that the market can't be easily manipulated. Another reason is that there exists an active secondary market for most securities. Securities can easily be converted to cash or other assets with a certain value. Therefore, it is available to acquire the market price of securities at a low cost. In short, with the development of financial markets, it is more suitable to use market price to record securities, and this measurement can better satisfy the needs of users of accounting information.
Vocabulary. New words.
Prompt.
Broad.
Liquid.
Analyst.
Critically.
Resource.
Perform.
Equivalent.
Investment.
Performance.
Security.
Sufficiently.
Mature.
Satisfy.
Convertible.
Virtually.
Collection.
Guarantee.
Reconcile.
Remittance.
Slip.
Convenient.
Individual.
Wholesale.
Non-payment.
Maintain.
Track.
Recognize.
Uncollectible.
Allowance.
Instrument.
Derivative.
Options.
Perspective.
Characteristic.
Relevance.
Reliability.
Neutrally.
Manipulate.
Acquire.
Measurement.